The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Pinder Tile, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday, the day before majority rule. I know you guys are you're out there, you're trying to get yourself prepared to be able to do some stuff. I hope that no alcoholic beverages, well, you know, I can't lie to you. I know what you're doing. I know your business. I'm not going to get into that. But enjoy yourself, man. Like I said, see if you can do something in the backyard tomorrow and be able to put something together, a little something. You know what I'm saying? Put some chicken on the grill, put some ribs or something like that. Enjoy yourself. Break some bread with your family and loved ones, those particular persons, friends and family. It's important for us to be able to commune and get together as a community and make some things happen. So enjoy yourself tomorrow. Guys, it's Thursday, you know, Small Business Thursday. We got to be able to do those things and continue to be able to shout out all those persons. Shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS, Insurance Agents and Brokers. I told you that if you were in this kind of a space and you need your insurance done, you need your car taken care of, you need these particular things, go down there, ask for my good friend, Mr. Richardson or Ethric Bowe. They'd be more than happy to accommodate you and take very good care of you as it relates to being able to get you affordable car insurance in preparation to get your license and it's done. So go and do that. 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. They can take very good care of you. Now, you know, on Thursdays, we always touch the paper and identify that it's a little bit thick. And I think we always have to pay homage to those persons who are in an obituary section. It ain't crazy thick today, but it's there. And we must do our part to acknowledge that. And in acknowledging that, I always say to you, if you're one of those persons who are in that space of being able to put down your loved one, especially at the beginning of this year, and some unexpected things happen, but you are the administrator in your family, you want to be able to do some stuff, and you don't know the first thing to do. You don't know the first thing to do, right? You want to be able to call my good, decent people over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They can take very good care of you. I assure you, they can take very good care of you in that space to ensure that you're comfortable, to ensure that you're accommodated, to ensure that your loved one is put down with the class, the style, and encapsulate the character, their presence that was in that particular space whilst they were living. And so they can be able to capture that in their departure as they transition to the other side, as you have a homegoing celebration. Go down there, look for them, man. They are on the southern side of that pink plaza right there at Portiskey Dock. The street's called Ernest and York Street. Ernest and York Street. They're Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They can take very good care of you in those spaces. Guys, make sure you shout us out. Today is a wonderful day. And you know who I got in the house with me being able to talk about these things? And I always talk to you about it, MST Bar, and being able to talk to us about this concept and idea of conservation, of sustainability, of growth, of development with construction. This is the beginning of the year. You got some resolutions. You got some ideas. You may have $2. You may not have much, but you may have something. And you and I know very well, if you don't put that into the project that you've set aside in your head, that project that you etched out, you will lose that $2 into something else. So invest. And today we want to be talking a little bit more about the fiber reinforcement polymers from Art Development, Art Construction, MST Bar, and my guy Avery Lightburn being able to talk to us about these particular things, the rebar, the fiber reinforcement polymers that are sustainable, and you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about your bell cost swelling and so forth and so on. He has been on a crusade to be able to change your minds and prepare yourself for one of the major investments in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to none other than my very good friend, Avery Lightburn.
You can call me Art. My name in there somewhere.
Yeah, I know your name in there somewhere. What's happening with you,
thanks again, Howard, Happy New Year, man. Happy New Year to all my Bahamian people. I hope that you cross this side full of enthusiasm and just
and optimism.
Excitement and optimism. Yeah,
you got to jump. You got to drop the person. Ain't nothing going to happen. Drop that.
I just like to thank God, and I'd like to thank God for my wife and my children and everybody who crossed the side with me, with the families. The best is yet to come. I think your best years are ahead of you. If you survive what we already passed, we could only get better. Go up from there. So thank God for being here. Howard, I thank you again for allowing me to come on to talk about what the venture that I'm embarking on in this crusade of sustainability and construction. When they started to talk about sustainability and construction, some years ago, I think Mr. Sayers was the Minister of Works. Was the Minister of Works at the time. And when they were talking about innovation in construction, I was just having preliminary talks about these different materials that you can use in your house with building and stuff like that. So I had a whole bag full of them with innovative technology I haven't released as yet that is out there to find. But I think it's... For this climate, for this in the Bahamas, I think we could be the poster child for sustainability and anything when it comes to climate change. I think we are the poster child of the world just based on our geographic location.
How you want to talk at the beginning of this year?
Resources. I mean,
How you want to talk at the beginning of this year? I want to talk real.
Go ahead.
I believe that we should be leading an innovation in the entire region.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't talk like that too. I wouldn't talk.
But I don't think that politicians or people in leadership, private or government sector, can take incremental steps and try to always play it safe based upon their mind, based upon their history, based upon what they've seen before. They try to play it safe and we lose out on major opportunities. We lose out on this kind of a cutting edge in the entire region. I think we need leaders in our society who are willing to take that kind of chance and make some things happen in our society.
Well, I believe you in that, and I actually agree with you in that. When I brought this product on the market, I decided that I didn't want it to go the political route, right? I hear what they say, and I try to follow the momentum as far as where they're going so you could get, approvals and stuff like that to move with the time or to move with their agenda. But it has to be something that is viable and something that works. So I always have to, you have to listen to them in that, right, where their vision is, right? Because then that's where you can start to say, okay, if I plan this, maybe I would get some concessions or whatever to make this work. It'll make it a little bit easier if you're on board, right? So when you talk about building and materials, the reason I didn't go the route of trying to find a politician, right? You may be going wrong like that because the politician is in there temporarily 5 years and they out. Sometimes they don't last five.
I don't think they know that sometimes.
But I think they know that, Howard. But then if you don't...
But you got to have an agenda if you know that.
Well, then your agenda should be set before you move into politics.
Right off the top.
What you want to do for the country. See, when I went into this, as far as any business that I've had, the one thing I look for is there a need for it? Right. Mm-hmm. If there's a need for it, that means it's like, so here's how I pray.
Just basic. But, supply, right. Demand. That's
yeah,
it.
Here's how I pray. And I think under Dr. Miles teachings, I got this at a younger age, right? But no, my people are at Grace Community Church now. I love my Grace Community Church family. Shout outs to them and the men and women that have really came around me and helped to produce who I am now and my thinking and the character that I've established, right? That's my church family. So that's not taking away anything else from anybody, but I had to say that because where I got this from, for one, you're running out of time. I got that from Pastor Miles Monroe. The next one he I think stuck with me was when he said, ask God for a bread and water idea. Right there. I think that's
daily bread.
That's what he said.
Daily bread.
He said, if you want an idea, ask God for a bread and water idea. That's we could say that's our
that's
daily
where sustainability,
bread.
That is where longevity, that is where consistency
is. Right. And that stuck with me to the point where I it carried me to a different level. And then he said, you're running out of time. Don't think that you're here forever. Make your legacy known on this earth early. And if you start and you stick with it, or you identify it early and you start it and you stick with it, you'll realize, and it ain't gonna always be a bed of roses. You may have to shift now and again, but you know what your final goal is, right? And so my obstacles has happened in my life is because I did not understand process. Right? So I could find the idea. I am a visionary. I feel that I am a visionary. I believe I have a vision for this country in anything that I start with or any business that I start with, I can apply it to what the country needs because I always focus on the need, right? So focusing on the need, identifying the product, and then actually execution. How do I execute for sustainability? You have to think about those ways where it's going to be sustainable. And through politics, a lot of things have died. You find a lot of persons that have came up with brilliant ideas, and they came out on a political hype, right? And it was a political honeymoon. And then after that, the loyalty or the connection or whoever was passionate about it from a political side of things, it died. So your legacy has to be one that benefits everybody because then it carries on because it's a good thing. That's like National Insurance. It's a legacy. It's a legacy corporation, right? Because it benefited so many people.
And continues to.
Right. If you're going to target a niche market in this country, I think you're going to be putting yourself at a disadvantage unless that niche market, you already have them locked down and you have the monopoly of that niche market. You have to bring in products when you're talking business or ideas that benefits the masses, that the masses need it, there's a need, and then you're also solving a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with all those and putting it together, maybe a little scattery, again, process was always my weakness, right? So I have people in my companies that I've established who helps me with things like that. They're the smart people in the company that helps me. I'm the visionary, but they're the brains on, okay, I see what's in your head. And thank God for my good friend, Andalino Sanz, Deacon Andalino Sanz. If you know that guy, these are the geniuses that we have that are in the background that would set up, they can set up governments on how to run and manage the business properly. And if you want all the little nicks and knacks identified where you're failing, people like him, there's not a lot of people like that, but they understand process to the point where you are going to benefit if you could follow the process. Now, getting into it, you may not have a process identified, strategic process. I didn't have it. It was go out, hustle, go out, hustle. The advantage that God gave me was the gift of talking.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to fight sense. You.
But I pray for that. I prayed for it because, you could talk and talk a lot of foolishness. And I asked God, allow me to make sure that I'm clear or people understand me when I speak. So I prayed for that so that I could have clarity when I speak. And Howard, if I think I'm not clear, I have like sleepless nights on a topic or a conversation where I feel like I'm not clear, and someone tell me, well, I don't understand what you were saying on that. I have to try to find a way to come back to that. So with my business and any businesses out there, young businesses, I think if we could identify people that would help us with the process, because the process is expensive, right? The process, if you really have somebody to
sit down.
What
you mean,
like
capital, like angel investors and other persons who could, yeah. Okay.
Yes, you have to have that. I mean to say move or scale without all of the mistakes that I've made. I could help persons in that way, which I am doing now, when it comes to business on what I think they would need because of the mistakes and shortcomings that I've had in the hustle of my business. I have a high school education with a hustle degree, right? And so I could tell people from ground up some of the things that they experience out there and what I think they need. So as far as going to the school or going under somebody's tutelage on how to hustle, Howard, I think I had a certain level with that. I think I'm at university level when it comes to the hustle.
The one thing that I see for me is I look at you, and even when you're pushing this rebar concept, I see beyond the rebar. I see the desire for an illumination and people to wake up to the creativity that not only exists in them, but that is needed in our society. I think a lot of us, we've been doing this traditional thing for a long time, and it's cool. It keeps feeding us, but the world is moving around us. I introduce to our society those gatekeepers, the older fellas in our society say, hold on, wait. We don't know about this yet. It can take some time. 10 years later, 20 years later, we're still waiting. Yeah. We're still waiting to see the introduction of what we've seen making leaps and bounds around the world because our gatekeepers like the tradition. They don't even take the time, most of them.
Yeah.
You got one or two of them who always want to be able to step and make forward moves. But for the most part, the gatekeepers in our society, these men and women who are a part of developing the infrastructure of our society, they're loyal to relationships of yesteryear where don't feed us no more. Just want to be decent.
I good with that, Howard. And guess what? Being loyal to a relationship is not actually a bad thing, right? But you have to be loyal to the relationship enough to know when you have to move on and say, that's not good anymore for the masses. So the relationship with that person is good, but the relationship with the idea that I want to benefit the people who need it most or the masses and benefit all, then that relationship, if it's a good relationship, then that person who you are in a relationship with, if it's not a selfish one, then that person would agree that, hey, yeah, you need to move on because the masses have to experience. So you have to have an agenda that actually benefits people.
But
you
I'm scared
have
of that.
A love. You have to have a love
I'm
for people.
I'm scared of that
Howard.
Because for you and I, what level of maturity we have to be on for you and I to come together and I say, hey, listen, Avery, we've been doing this now 25 years. You eat good. Your children going to school. All these things happening. You figure you is going to retire off this. I have to take a next step.
Yeah, because then, see, build a nation and we're on the same page. We got to know when we're going to be failing that nation. And if we're doing things for our own agenda that's going to fail the nation, then we ain't genuine and our heart ain't in the right place. See, my heart is in this. I want to feed my family. I am here for profits. But I understand the benefits too. And I see that people need to be able to afford it too. They want a better life too. And so for me, being selfish and trying to keep it just for myself, I want the business. All right? I love the... And thank you, everybody who have supported this crusade of wanting a better way of life, because this is what this is. This is having a better quality of life. It's helping people to be able to have sustainability, right? Helping the government, helping the country. Yeah. You're helping the world, but you're still helping yourself tremendously because now you're passing down something through the generations that we've had a problem with. For one, home ownership. For the persons that would own a home that was built, let's say, 30, 40 years ago, they had to do some major repairs on that if it was built out of concrete and it was and the maintenance has to happen, right? But now you have in homes 10 years they just built and they breaking up and
it's 5 years,
up.
Seven years.
Okay. So
I just want to be decent. So, I know you're trying your hardest.
And so the person who built it, they ain't got time to even leave it as a legacy to say, I built a good home and let the rest maintain it later.
Capitalism has captured the minds of these people. All they're in it for is the profit.
Yeah.
They're not concerned about the community anymore. So they're selling you a byproduct of what you used to get.
Right.
So the cement that you used to get, that used to be strong at one point, now going through so many filters, so many different hands, it becomes a byproduct. And you're putting that in there, you got problems.
Well, Howard, let me tell you. The Contractors Association have a show called Nailed It, right? And Nailed It with Debbie Deal and Leonard Sands, right? And I happen to be a part of the Contractors Association board now, right? And when they invited me in, I wanted to figure out what was your agenda first, right? What is your agenda? Because I don't want to be a part of anything that has a hidden agenda or an agenda that doesn't benefit the mass amount of people. I believe that the persons involved with the Contractors Association now, based on my experience, I don't know about the past experience. I've heard a lot of horror stories about the Contractors Association and persons who, they feel they've been disenfranchised. I've heard all of that. But when somebody brings a vision to me and say, hey, all right, you might have heard that, but here's our agenda. This is my agenda laid out. Once I am in there, I can see whether or not they're going to be honest with the agenda. And I think that I have a contribution that I can make in there. So I have to be a part of the process.
And they've been honest with their agenda?
So far, we've been doing things that, well, as far as putting the body together. And Jen, we had a meeting the other day, and we were talking about the future of the construction world and all of the different things that we want to do, and all of them on the list, I won't disclose them, I'll give them time to do it, but all of these things on, I'm like, this is huge. Like, I want to be a part of this even more. Like everybody who's a construction worker, a contractor, any construction companies, suppliers, they should all, this rollout, they should want to be a part of this, because the agenda that I have on paper from the BCA, I could tell you that is an agenda I want to be a part of, because it helps to build this nation, and I'm about nature.
And that conservation that you're talking about feels right up your alley as it relates to the MST bar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It works. It works in favor in every aspect of the construction, not only MST bar, but even the certifications of contractors in using the product. You understand what I'm saying? There are persons out there like who are construction workers that can do a job, and they end up contractors just because they know how to do a job, because they can mimic. But we want to make sure that they actually know why they're doing what they're doing. And guess what? I have experienced so much of them that has come through my doors to do takeoffs and stuff like that in construction. They want to start a foundation and they're not sure how to read the plans. And Howard, I could tell you, bring me a basic plan right now, I could read that plan, right? And I'm talking about from ground up, from foundation to belt course, because I had to study to show myself approved, and I brought in the experts to train me, to help to teach me. But when it's above me, I bring the engineer in. I could tell you that a lot of these guys do not want help for the fear of looking like they're weak in the craft.
Wow.
But I like this. That's not going to work.
I like what you're doing, and I like the beginning of this conversation, the beginning of the year. We got to be able to focus on creativity. We got to be able to talk about what exists within ourselves. We got to talk about this idea of getting out, breaking the monotony of going through the same old doors. And in many instances, yeah, these doors now have they've run its course. They've done their part. They've fed the country the way that they were supposed to feed the country. But it's now time for us to be able to look at new avenues, because the world is changing.
Yes.
The world is changing.
Yes.
And the introduction of what you're doing, and that's what I really like, I always run to give you space to have this kind of a conversation.
Thank you for the introduction
of what you do with this MST bar, and this idea of conservation, this idea of sustainability, this idea of something that persons can be able to years, they're still being able to find themselves in a good position.
Absolutely.
They ain't got to worry about that.
No. Buy expensive paint.
That's
plugged to the paint place.
Got to buy expensive paint. Right? So these are the things that I like, man. And I want to be able to commend you, your family, and all those particular persons. Let persons know how they can get this MST bar for those persons who are doing new projects and whatnot.
Yeah, so you can reach us at the office, 603-4506. That's 603-4506. Or you can reach us on the WhatsApp or cell 822-9527. 822-9527. You can email us at artbahamas@gmail.com, artbahamas@gmail.com, or check us at artdevelopmentbfrp. That's artdevelopmentbfrp. That's our Facebook and Instagram handles. And you can also check out the website at
FRP. What you got going on for January? You got anything set aside for January just
yet? Man, look here. All of those persons who are want to put in your orders, put it in and pay for it. Right? It coming. But I got a lot of money to keep all that inventory what is passing through now. Howard, I thank them for being patient. There are persons out there who understand the construction industry. I just want them to be patient because shipping is one thing, you know what I mean? And trying to get...
Let's slow down during Christmas time.
Yes. And also we have backed up orders. And thanks for those persons that have been patient, that have paid. Persons have actually paid their money. And when they paid, they actually waited for the product to come. Go ahead of the game. If you know that you have a project coming up, we don't have a shelf life with this product, right? The bars doesn't have a shelf life. Put them in your yard, cover them up. You don't have to worry about them rusting. Order early so that we'll be ahead of the game. But we have a numerous amount of shipments coming from Canada. That's where our manufacturers at MSD Bar. We thank them for working with us and making sure we get our orders out. Good credit, our credit only could extend so far. We need people to come in. If you want your product, there's no problem with paying ahead. You have to pay with Amazon, right? Because there's a lot of persons that are ordering now, and we have some backed up orders. But if you need to start your project, we understand. We're not going to hold you up. But if you want something that is this good, there may be a little waiting, and I just thank you.
Give them the numbers again.
That's 822-9527. That's our WhatsApp. And
let them know where you're located, the Dugard Plaza.
That's 603-4506. We are located in the Dugard Plaza, right at the rear of McDonald's in Palmdale. McDonald's, Palmdale, Dugard Plaza, just like they married together. I'm upstairs. You look for the big sign across from Micronet. You look right, and we are upstairs at the Dugard Plaza. You come up there, and you ask for myself. You could say you're just looking for some fiberglass rebar, right? They say fiber steel. Audience come and say, give me that fiber steel. They say fiberglass rebar.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Avery Lightborn being here to talk to us about creativity, about sustainability, about a new aspect, a new approach to being able to do construction here in the country. I want to thank you, my brother, for being able to join us. We're always open to you, and we look forward to seeing you here again.
Be blessed, Howard, and God bless you.
Thank you, man. Thank guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
All right, now not the best person to answer this. Either they brain was freeze or a couple of screws was loose.
Not me, bro. I sharp. I get this.
Yeah, you sharp as a button.
All right, I can see just how sharp y'all is because you skip a button on your shirt. Well, anyhow. All right, question is, it doesn't rust.
Uh-huh.
No corrosion. It's lighter and stronger than its opponent. What is it?
I know this. I know, but it's steel?
Nope. Wrong answer. Fiberglass rebar. Y'all ain't sharp.
Hey, go on and say that, no.
You don't even know what I mean.
All right, here's what makes fiber rebar a no-brainer compared to steel. It don't rust. Steel rebar does rust and crack up your wall like biscuit. Two, fiber rebar is lighter than steel. Steel rebar, that means it costs you more money and labor. And three, coated steel is more expensive than fiber rebar. And with cheap steel, you still have to paint it. Still costs you money. For more information, call Ard Heavy Equipment and Development today at 603-4506 or 822-9527. Fiber rebar is better than steel.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
On Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m., the Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 25 years of giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, captivating live entertainment, and an inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing dhfoundation@doctorshosp.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Meyer Rassen Foundation. 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this special celebration.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect right here on Guardian Radio, being able to do what we do on a regular basis. I just want to be able to touch a couple of things. Well, I don't have anyone in this segment, but I do have Ian coming at one. So we're going to have that kind of a conversation. So let's take this time and have this conversation between you and I. I had an opportunity to be able to watch the Prime Minister's speech, his address. And I want to say a couple of things. If you want to call, let's call. You could call. That's fine. I want to let you know that I commend the Prime Minister for taking his posture. This is why I keep saying that I believe that he has the potential to be great in this particular capacity. I just want to be decent. This ain't political. This is observational, okay? I just want to be decent. I don't want you to fight me today. This ain't about PLP and if I like the PLP. Oh my God, Howard, you're getting straight from the PLP. Stop it. I'm a professional man. I'm not going to lie to you. I do this professionally, okay? And so through observation, what I've seen from the Prime Minister in terms of his effort, when I was in high school, they used to give us four segments. They give us one set on a report card for grades. One section was for the term grade. One section was for your effort. One section was for your conduct. One section was for your test. That's how they said. You get X amount for your test, X amount for the term grade, so forth and so on. For the effort that the PLP is making, more specifically, I can't say the whole PLP, I want to say specifically the Prime Minister, making to show himself and give prestige back to the position of the Prime Minister's seat in this country. I think he's making a good effort. Last night, when I watched the thing and I saw the Prime Minister pop out and start to make his speech and talk about that, I saw his posture. We hear the countdown, if he was watching it from the office of the Prime Minister thing, 5, 4, I don't know why you're going for all that, right? So, but anyway, I'm watching it, and I'm watching for professionalism. I'm watching for consistency. I'm watching it to see these particular things. As I watch it, the Prime Minister, great posture, prepared, being able to do those things. I like how he was polished. I like how he was being able to deliver that. It was good optics in terms of what I could see. My only issue was for the first 5 minutes, I couldn't hear. And then they fixed the audio. That's it. And then I start to listen to what he says, and as I dissected what he said, I said, this is the language that the people want to hear, but he doesn't take it far enough. Can I say that? Can we talk like this? This is what people want to hear. We want to hear you empathize. That's the word we're looking for. We want to hear our Prime Minister empathize with the struggles that's happening in our society. We want to know that you acknowledge, that you identify, that you empathize. You can't sympathize because you ain't in this position. You can't sympathize. We have to understand the difference between sympathy and empathy. The Prime Minister empathized with what community, and he was able to articulate that with an approach to be able to alleviate some of the burdens that we have. Okay? Now, y'all could fight him down, tell Jesus come, for 50% VAT on food. And I see that Michael Pintard has taken on this kind of position and say, bring it down to zero, right? This incremental approach to being able to do those things is what we're used to in our society. We're used to that. Remember, the government is cash strapped. Can we just be real about Jesus? Why y'all let someone talk real and stop lying to yourself? The government ain't got no money. None. The government broke. I don't care how you think it, what you feel and whatnot. You know the government broke. Every time you're looking for your overtime, which you didn't work for 4 months ago, it didn't reach yet because the government had to use that to ensure that they could take care of what they had to take care of. And when it comes time and they alleviate some stuff, they can put you and they can take care of you. You've known that for years. Nothing changed now. The government has entities, individuals, organizations, corporations that they can lean on in the event that they find themselves strapped for cash to ensure that they could be able to meet their responsibilities. And in the midst of all of that, they cut the thing 50%. They ain't got the money. Now, we could sit here and I'd start to talk about whether or not the government has the money and what happened to the VAT money. And oh, my God, we could talk about all of that. But we could see that there is not enough movement in our society. We could see that the tradition, and this is just what we're talking about, the tradition of what we've done in yesteryear is not keeping pace with the movement and the progression of our society. We getting bigger. It's almost like giants in the land. Watch me. If you ever hear the stories about the giants in the land, they talk about these things. You can go online and look about these things. How the giants became so big when the sons of God and the daughters of man got together and they had their offsprings and the children were so big that the mothers died. Come on now, I can tell you. And what happened is that the children were insatiable. They eat everything, every Jesus thing they was eating until they start to eat human beings, all the cattle, everything. That's what's happening in this country at this point. Our country is outgrowing the traditional pace of how our governments treat administration. We're outgrowing it. We're bigger than this. We're bigger than this. We need more consumption. We need more energy. We need more food. It's only 400,000 of us, you know, 300,000 in one space. But because we are mass consumers, we need more. We need more. And our government they don't have the inclination, the thinking. They're not even open to a vision of how to do this bigger. They don't know. And so this is commendable. This 50% VAT cut on food, for me, through observation, is commendable. Is it enough? Hell no. Is it going to be able to say, well, maybe I need to look at the PLP in a different light. Not yet. I'm still squinting at you. Because you got some other things that I need you to deal with before the end of this month and before the end of the first quarter of 2025. I'm looking at you. I'm watching you, and we've already said you have to make some hard decisions. Now, this here was a tough decision for you, but for the community, we still look at this as with a great desire to see more. I have to commend you, though. I understand where you are financially. I understand what's happening in our society. I understand that the obligation that you have to your responsibilities externally in terms of your bill, the debt, so forth and so on in the country. We do understand. I do understand. But I want you to know that the approach and the transparency, the vulnerability that you prepared, that you attempted to show last night, I got to commend you for that. That's what can get you back in the seat. You got to be vulnerable, you got to be empathetic, you got to be open, and you got to move towards change. You could get back in the seat. A lot of your fellas ain't in with you. You might as well look for new people now and tell some of your boys retire. If you want a real chance, you got to be able to make some real decisions. I'm not going to fight you. Before we go to a break, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300, 45-25, or hit me up, 242-300, 5720, or hit me up, 422-6742. That's right there. Says, Howard, how can the government be broke when the PM flying around the world on a weekly basis, right, and soften BMs, and him and the other delegates sitting up with the man eating steak. The government broke. Why don't you just stop being superficial? It's an exhausting thing that if we're trying to have an honest conversation, that we want to be able to denigrate that to a level that we think we're talking to superficial people. We have to identify the incremental steps. And if we're not satisfied with the steps that the government has taken, then get rid of them. That's it. That's simple. That's it. That's simple. That is simple. That is it. They were wrong for doing these things. They were wrong. They were wrong for continuing to be able to fly all around the world. And I cannot lie to you. They're wrong. They're going to COP 26, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, all these things. It's too much. It's too much. I agree with you. I'm not going to fight you. But that's not going to negate the fact that the government broke. They still broke. And they need to find a space that we could be able to grow and develop. Let's take a quick call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, how Todd. How are you doing, sir?
Good, man. What's happening with you?
I love this line of rhetoric you went on in regard to the prime minister. As a Bahamian, I'm not a BLB, mm-hmm. but I want to see the prime minister succeed and the Bahamas succeed.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But I don't want him to be reactive. I need him to be more proactive. I really do feel he has a heart to know how.
I can feel it, but he got some obstacles in his way he need to get rid of.
Exactly, Howard. He needs to get rid of some people, you understand, who are not aligned with what he's dealing with and who are all for me, baby. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This prime minister can do the job.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I've come on saying that the things that they have not done or would have not been during their campaign, which they have not initiated. But I had the premise that I hope that this prime minister, Mr. Pelletti, you understand what I'm saying? His heart for the Bahamian people would do a great job.
You got to show his heart, though.
Yes.
You can't keep telling the woman
you
love her.
To see, man.
The woman never... See, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. He's a good, decent man. You can't keep telling him, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. The first thing she wanted, well, if you love me, you got to show me. And that's not always with a gesture of gifts. That is with a commitment. That's with the conscious understanding that I'm making a step towards reforming some stuff. And that's what it is. We're going to have this conversation. And I'd love to be able to see, I don't want the prime minister to keep going to places where you ain't getting pressured. I don't want you all as ministers and cabinet ministers to believe that you can slide right in to the next general election and you can win. You got to come where people can ask you real questions. I don't work for none of y'all. None of y'all has given me one check. So therefore, come sit with me. You know we can have a real conversation. I want to see you succeed. I ain't going to fight you. But I want to ask you real questions. What you doing in terms of your desires? What are you doing in terms of your steps to reform? I like this kind of conversation. Let's see if we can be able to continue this. Guys, let's take a quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Chicken lovers, listen up. Popeyes is serving it up for you. Get 5 pieces of juicy, hand-battered bone-in chicken for just $10. That's right, 5 pieces of Louisiana-style flavor, fried to golden, crispy perfection for only $10. But don't wait. This deal, get to your nearest Popeyes today and grab your 5-piece for just $10. Popeyes, where the chicken's always worth the hype. Available for a limited time only.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect here, jamming, doing our thing on this beautiful Thursday just before your holiday. As we do these particular things, guys, you know we're here. We are grateful to be in your company, jamming the way that we are, just being able to talk about how we are and what we're doing. I just had to kind of touch a few things. A couple of people sent me some stuff. You know, they want to talk about some things more specifically. I think we're going to take some time out to do that. But more specifically, I want to talk to you about this, man. I want to talk to you about where we are and where we're going. So we're going to carve out some time to do that. You know that we're having the forgiveness series, but we have to talk about what's happening from a social standpoint and whether or not it aligns with our greater objective. Well, you know what we're doing. We're here, Small Business Thursday, and we're talking the way that we are with Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, talking to us about what's going on around the city. My brother, you're here live in the land of the living. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, people out there. That's it? You want me to say nothing else?
I got to give you the whole script. Should I write it on your pink carpet in your mouth?
Again, Palm Day, get one tattoo.
This is what you do. Okay, go ahead.
That's what I do. Hey, man, listen. Howard, glad to be here. Tomorrow's a holiday.
Tomorrow's a holiday.
That's good. What day is it? I mean, what is the holiday again?
Majority Rule.
Majority Rule. I'm happy about that, too. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ian Thomas, and I am from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea, and you want to know how viable it is, how would viable mean?
Why do you keep coming here and asking
me questions? Man, listen, man, what viable mean, man?
Words and this and that, the next thing.
The secret, this way. What viable mean?
Viable in terms of consistency, the ability to be able to work, and how, whether or not it's good.
But it's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Okay, good. So that's it, lady. If you have a business and you want to know if it makes sense, if it's any good, if it's viable, please feel free to give me a call at Howard Hit It. 5520212. 5520212. Dial 5520212. That's 5520212.
I can put my invoice in for this.
No, man.
I'm sick and tired of
this. Howard, listen, just do it pro bono.
I'm pro bono.
Yeah. Just do it pro bono.
Only for my wife, I just do
it. I don't care.
Only for my wife, I pro bono.
I don't. Hey, stop being. Don't treat your boy like that.
Only for my wife, we get pro bono. Amen.
Howard. Tomorrow is a great day. It's a holiday. And if the weather permits, I mean, it would be a beautiful day. Imagine if you had a scooter where you could just get around town seamlessly, effortlessly.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, if you had a nice scooter, maybe you go by yourself.
I'm sure I don't want to see Howard Grant on a scooter.
Man, listen.
I'm a big guy.
Yeah, but you big guys look cool on a scooter.
You remember Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Remember the two big guys on the scooter, the clay guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be there.
Okay.
I don't want to be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Howard doesn't get a scooter, maybe you might be interested in getting a scooter.
Yeah, the slim fellas could do that. They scoot through traffic, slide.
Listen, Howard. Remember the scooters I talked about during the Christmas time? They have a couple left. I don't know what a couple is. They just hit me up and they said, Ian.
Couple is normally two.
I know couple is two, but me in Bahamas, a couple of me like, I don't give a 6-8.
12.
Yeah, 12-8. That's a couple. That's three couples. Okay. So I want you guys to go ahead. If you guys are looking for a better alternative for getting around town, get yourself a brand new moped.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to your car, and you want to save some gas, mm-hmm. or you don't want to jump on a bus.
There are countries that actually has the whole family on scooters. You know?
I'm telling you, I seen that. That's in Asia. That's in Asia. I seen a lot of that.
Asia.
Yeah.
Right here in the Caribbean.
And here too.
Yeah, in the Caribbean. South.
Oh, okay. Then. Well, yeah, like Howard said, it might not be a better alternative, but you might just want a scooter, you know. You might have a company, and you say, we have a messenger who goes out, and
is
he
it,
does
is
some
it
stuff.
Is it gas, or is it the traditional
one? It is gas
one?
Scooter. Okay. It is.
You save money on that.
Brand new mopeds, 150cc, just arrived. Well, when I say just arrived, they came in during the Christmas time. They have a few left. Now they were $2,500. Now they dropped the price to $1,999.
Are you out of your mind?
$1,999. $1,999, boy.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm serious. This is unbelievable. Now listen now. It doesn't matter which island you live on, they can ship it out to you guys. It's excellent if you want to save gas, just like Howard says. And if you have a business, like I was just saying, that does deliveries and you want to get
your money
quickly, the scooters are brand new and they are wonderful. They're 2024s. 150cc scooters. Bikes come with a helmet, remote start, alarm system.
Remote start scooter?
Yep, you can just press a button. Yeah, man.
You take your girlfriend out in that, baby, watch.
Yep, but it comes with a free helmet. Helmets you can get helmets for from 150 and up. So that's a great deal to get a free helmet. So you're going to get... And the reason why they do the free helmet is because they're
suppose
all about
you need
road
like
safety.
Or like a custom helmet.
You mean because your head big? No, man. I guess their helmets come in different sizes. I'm not sure. I didn't ask them. But that's a good question, Howard. So the bikes come with a helmet, remote start, alarm system, a remote start alarm system. That's an idiot. A remote start alarm system and USB
cable. They have alarm
cable
system for the
charging.
For the
yeah, someone try to your wife. Hey, bring my. I will. If you don't.
But they got it on their back already running with it.
Well, this one, you can either you can get a big rock and launch it at the guy, or you can get an alarm system. It's up to you. Big rock, 6 months up the road. No, or say, hey, buddy, where you going on my bike?
The only advantage is you can follow the beep. Just follow the beep. Beep, 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 I can hear my scooter.
Is that my scooter or you're happy to see me? Now, listen here. So you got remote start alarm. How it just made me, hey.
Did they put the scooter in their pants? It's too much what you're doing. It's too much.
Cable charging port. Isn't that
on the scooter?
On the scooter. You can charge your phone, charge your laptop.
Sir. Do they have a TV on the scooter also?
No, we're working on that. Oh, my it's caught God. Up in the pipeline. We're just trying to unclog the pipeline. When that's done, we're going to introduce that too. But this scooter is amazing. I have a scooter at home, but my scooter is nothing like this. It ain't got no remote start. It ain't got no USB cable charging port. When my
Look
phone
at you
dead,
talking about your scooter.
It's dead. No, but it's beautiful. My scooter is beautiful. I go to the beach, and it's wonderful. But let me tell you something.
Run two wire from the positive on a battery?
Yeah.
Slap that on your phone, bang.
Howard, listen, man, you got to get one of these scooters because I think when I sell mine, I'm going to get me one of these. It's 150cc. It's only $1,999. 2024, that's excellent. And the phone number is 565-0451. 565-0451. My mom used to say, hey, Ian, I like to see growth. If I met a guy and he's walking, the next time I see him, he should be catching the bus. Next time I see him, he should be riding a scooter. Next time, he should be driving. So
it's difficult if you see the same guy every day.
Elevate your game, guys. You might not be able to afford a car right now, but get yourself a nice scooter. Get around town. Even you ladies, you get a nice scooter. If you have a business, some people want to do an Airbnb along with the scooter, or someone might have a rental company. This is a great time to add scooters to your fleet. Make yourself. I don't know how much scooters go for. Back in the days, it used to be like $50, $60. I don't know how much they go for now, but you can rent a nice scooter and everything like that. So get yourself.
$50 to rent?
Yeah.
Which back? How far back? The two? You, this
was,
is
no, it was a good back in the day. But now I'm telling you,
cars for $50.
I'm trying to tell you, scooters was like that too. Scooters had a high thing like that. People liked scooters. Well, that was in the tourist market. But if you want to rent a scooter, I probably have a scooter business. If you I want to add extra things to that. Yep. If you want to purchase one for your own personal use, just to get around town, or if you have a business and you say, you know, we do a lot of deliveries and we have a messenger and stuff, get yourself one. So it doesn't matter, Howard, if you're living on Andros or in Bimini, Exuma, Eleuthera, Long Island, go ahead and make the call. It's ideal to rent out, like I said to people. You can rent along with your Airbnb for your guests. You can avoid being stuck in traffic. Traffic is horrible. Especially if you live in the east or deep, like Carmichael Road. You can get yours today. Just dial 565-0451. 565.
They only got a couple left.
0451. That's 565-0451. Comes in so many colors to choose from. Ask for Mr. Thompson. Mr. Thompson, I hear Howard and Ian talking about you, about the company on the foundation, and I'm really interested in getting a scooter. I always wanted one. Save some gas, get things done, look cool, especially like tomorrow, like I said, it's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful thing to be living in the Bahamas and have yourself a scooter and just cruising around town. But of course, safety is paramount. So you have to ride safely, in a safe manner. And also, I like the fact that it comes with
a free helmet.
With a free helmet.
Now, if it don't fit you, just rest it on top of your head.
Just rest it on top of your head. Look like Bobo
there. Duct tape the sides.
Isn't it duct tape the sides like that? 150cc's, $1,999. Get yourself a brand new scooter. Phone number, 565-0451. That's 565-0451. Do the thing right away. Yeah, man, Howard, so that's a good thing about the scooters. Also, I want to tell you about what we always talk about. Candid security, Howard. Candid security. You know, we talk about them all the time. Come protecting matters that you, that what matters the most. You want to call Candid Security. They're a company with the most, they're the company that most businesses turn to first when they want security done, either man guard meaning that the person who's standing there at the door, or if you want to transport your money.
But they do, they don't do patrol.
Yes, they do. Okay, they do patrol. But you could, hey, one thing, but Howard Grant, you could remember good, but they do the patrols.
They do
the patrols. And where they're located, Howard, let me see if you remember. In your town and in this town.
They are
in
Grand Bahama
on Pola.
Polaris Drive.
Polaris Drive. So they're located on in Freeport on Polaris Drive, right here in Nassau on Carmichael Road. Now, Canada, Canada Security provides to safeguard.
Now, come out of your mind with the thinking of what security officers can do for you. Mm-hmm. Come out of your mind with this.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Come out of your mind with, oh, well, I ain't got no business. Come out of your mind with that. You got Airbnb.
Yes.
In Pinewood.
Yeah, you got all. Yes, you got Airbnb.
I'm talking to the people who got Airbnb in Pinewood.
Yeah, yeah.
They also got Airbnb in Beantown.
Ooh,
they got Airbnb all over the city of Nassau.
Oh, I saw.
And people still want that experience of a community.
Yeah,
but you can offer them this opportunity.
Yes,
and you could charge a little bit more because you have a secured environment with candid security.
Wow,
patrolling your space.
Wow, I never thought about that.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what?
You figure out how to get the money.
Your head is round, but you think outside the box.
I had McCaff hit me. I didn't notice.
Your head round, but you think outside the box. That's one thing I like about you. Ladies and gentlemen, something to think about. Ding. The more you know, the more you grow. So, like I was saying, Canon provides unmatched security services to safeguard your assets, your businesses, and your peace of mind. Their armored truck services are second to none, designed to securely transport your cash and valuables from anywhere you have on the island or any other island that you're on, I would assume. So they cater to banks and retail stores and restaurants and hotels or those in the aviation or maritime industry. Candid Security ensures your money reaches its destination safely and on time. No risks, no compromises, just absolute protection. And they got you covered. They have a team of highly trained and qualified security guards. Howard and I spoke about this before. They're polite. They're decent. They don't curse you out. They show you where to park. Right over there, sir. You can park over there. Do you need some help to the car? Wow, ma'am, your hair looks nice today.
They polite, they're decent.
They're polite, decent.
They're polite,
yeah, they say.
They talk to you like that?
Yeah, they come in, excuse me.
Nice,
yeah, excuse
they look me. Good, decent.
And they walk up and they say, great weather we're having today, aren't we? Yeah.
That's what they say.
The sun will come out.
So if they dress in candid security clothes.
Yep.
And they see that, hey, big man. Oh, sir,
No.
You're a perpetrator.
You're an imposter. They're an imposter.
Okay.
Candid security guards do that. They approach you properly.
Hey, big man, let her go. Let her dead, man.
No. Most of them start off with a scripture.
Kill that big man.
No, Howard, please. These guys are the best, Howard.
Okay, good.
I'm glad that we have fun with it, but these guys are, like I said, highly trained and qualified security guards that are ready to protect your premises, staff, and customers. Whether you're managing an office building or a convenience store, a school, or a medical facility, or you're having an event, you can hire the company.
Hey, let me in. No. The store ain't closed yet, big man. You can't see where you're going.
No.
This is not.
That's another security company. What Howard is saying, ladies and gentlemen.
What a security company. You can see the store ain't closed. No.
You see that?
Not stupid.
Howard is giving examples of what other security companies.
Not Candid Security. Oh.
These guys are
We're so
are
sorry,
amazing.
Sir.
These guys are amazing. I'm telling you, man.
The store is closing.
People.
You know what? Why don't I get that for you?
Yeah, that's what they say. You want me to get that?
That's what they say.
Yes.
I like this.
I ran into one the other day. They were like, hey, can we give you a ride home? These guys are amazing.
They were trying to give you a ride home?
Yeah, man.
You watch out for this.
These guys are amazing, man.
Good.
So listen, you don't want to go any other place than Candid Security. Someone's asking me right now. They're sending me a message. Give me the phone number for them. In Freeport, you can reach them at 352-5498. That's 352-5499. Sorry. I gave the other number. Sorry about that. 352-5499. 352-5499. That's 352-5499. That's in your town, Howard, in Freeport. Now in Mount Nassau, where we're civilized.
Civilized? Which part of Nassau are we talking about?
Now in Nassau. Where the progressive people live.
Listen, civilized and civilization is two different words.
Ooh,
I just want to be decent with you.
Hey, you get a good. Hey, okay, you got go some ahead. Good learning, but hey, okay. What's good? Hey, you know how to learn. People good. 361-5499. 361 36154999. Now, that's in Nassau. 36154999. But on a serious note, man, even if you got like a beauty salon, I've gone there and store.
These women,
and
don't think they open late in the night. The woman want their nails done.
It's not even late in the night.
Listen, you need $150. You only had two clients today, but you have a quota.
Yes.
And a woman can't get off till 10 hours to do her hair.
Yes.
And you're in there by yourself.
Get yourself a security guard for any event. And if you have a store, that addition is peace of mind, like
this. And not because you own a boot. You got to tell the woman who you're renting the boot from.
Right. Ah.
Let them know.
Yes.
Listen, we don't feel safe in here. It's only a bunch of women in here. I can need a security officer in here.
Yes. Hey, Howard, that's once again, you're thinking outside the box.
Last time I
got
security officer, he tried to cut up with everybody, and he was telling us all
No, not candid security.
Not candid security.
Most of the guys are married, they're engaged, they're in committed relationships. They don't cheat. These guys are loyal to the core. How do we know? We send decoys at them.
Okay, come.
Hey, big boy in the uniform.
Do you want to drink? Oh, how dare you?
They don't drink on the job. Are you crazy?
Good. Okay, good.
They wait like about 5 minutes after, then they go out and they have a good time.
Yes, 5 minutes?
By the way, put it in the car, but don't touch that. Then we get off. So, Howard,
you give $1 ice. Give $1 ice to go down.
Give $1 ice. Who got the back one? Hey, let's say, Howard, be serious, Howard.
I'm trying to.
I don't see. Listen, 96.9 FM.
From you say
FM,
decent security officers, the only thing that pop up in my mind is the indecency that we are met with on a daily basis.
From
and
other
you
set.
Are saying to me.
Canon Security does something different.
Canon Security.
These guys got nice.
Faded?
Yeah, they get fades.
Did they get the kids?
Yeah,
the,
yeah, man. What you talking about?
These guys call their
grandmas about three times a week. They call.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Nana.
They call them Nana.
Yeah. Hey, Nana.
These guys are the best.
Canon Security, number one guy. So once again, the phone number in Freeport, 352-5499.
Do they turn the other cheek?
They turn the other. These guys, they turn the other cheek. One guy just turned his whole back and he was like, no.
He took it too far.
Yeah, he says, no.
He need to stop.
We're not looking for any problems. We're just trying to solve. Hey, you guys having a disagreement? Step this way. Let's try to hash this out.
This is the de-escalating guys.
These guys de-escalate any situation. So you feel good about yourself and you know it's safe. So check the .net. How do you spell candid? C-A-N-D-I-D. Bahamas. B-A-H-A-M-A-S. Of course, .net. Wow. CandidBahamas.net. Check them out. And in Nassau, you want to call 361-5499. 361-5499. In Freeport, 352-5499.
I like Great Canon company. Security.
You like Canon Security? I'm like telling you, man. Howard, like your next big event, you're going to get Canon Security, and you're going to be so, so pleased.
Well, let's find out some more about some other stuff that you got going on. Guys, let me take this quick break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau in Utah. BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here being able to Ian Thomas to see exactly what's going on around the town, in the city, and roundabout. We talked about some scooters that you can be able to pick up from Ian. He got some numbers that you can be able to reach out to. And we talked in depth about what Candid Security offers. And I'm crying because I'm so proud of these guys for taking the time to be able to ensure that they could train their... Listen to me. If you say big man, you're dead. You're fired. You're fired.
Yes.
You ain't gonna work no more time. You will never work to another security firm in this town again.
Not at all. Not at all. And they also are hiring right now. So if you guys are out there and looking for a job, or you know someone who has a job.
You got to be decent, though.
They have a great attitude, great work ethics, and they also have a clean police record. Go ahead and check out Candid Security.
Great attitude.
Yeah.
Great work ethics.
Right. And the clean honest and police city, police clean certificate clean record, police whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Yeah. So just go ahead. You know somebody, do it, man.
I like
it. Premier Packaging. I haven't spoken about them for about 3 to 4 weeks. Premier Packaging. I don't know if you remember them, but I'm happy with. I forgot I brought you one of the cleaning agents that they carry. So
this is the second time now.
Yeah. I forgot
you told
the first
me
time.
You're supposed to bring
Yeah. The company is Premier Packaging, but the product is CIF. It's a multi-purpose cleaner I use in my house, and it doesn't just smell fresh and clean, but it actually feels fresh and clean.
You spray it on your skin?
No, you spray it through your house. It's an all-purpose cleaner.
Oh, you mean your environment?
Your environment. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
When
you get inside, you
spray this on my back?
You ever go home and then you just walk in the door and then like that first scent is so clean and fresh, and some people have it when they just use bleach or some pine salt or something, but CIF, the multi-purpose cleaner.
I look forward to this scent, by the way.
It smells so good.
I'm aggravated. Okay, so what happened is that I was washing dishes from 7.
Yeah, right? Okay.
So I learned this.
You had to pull your own weight.
Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So because now, and then when we move to my father's house, he gave us tasks. You had to mop the floor or you had to wash the dishes, right? My brother, whatever he had to do, he ain't never doing this.
Right, right.
And I don't know, my daddy did with him.
Yeah.
But he did with me.
Right.
Every single time.
Howard, wash the chimney.
All these things.
Yeah.
Well, not the chimney.
You think, okay.
You're doing too much.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Saying that to say that because I've always been adamant to ensure that whatever task I'm given is completed.
Right.
And actually, when people walk into this thing that I had to do, they say, oh my God, this is nice.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
it's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I look for this kind of a clean, refreshing scent.
When you use CIF multi-purpose, let's just say your wife goes out and you decide to clean up for a little while. And she walks back in that door. She says, honey, what did you do in your house? And here smells amazing. And that's exactly how you're going to feel, too. My housekeeper, she loves to use it. I mean, she didn't go much. She chewed 2 bottles in a short. But she says, Mr. Thomas, this is really good, man.
That's what she says?
Yeah, she...
Is she a part of the cast for Cool Runnings?
No, she's Irish.
She's Irish?
Yeah, so she says that. Oh. Amen. Would you like to...
Amen for Irish?
Yes, it says amen. So she Irish, but she watched a lot of Jamaican movies.
Really?
Yep.
It makes sense.
So she's...
It makes sense.
She's Irish-ican. Yes, so she's wonderful. Dancehall queen.
Really?
Yeah, she loves Patra.
So the Irish moss is a thing.
Irish moss, you got it.
And the peanut juice.
One thing with you?
I know.
You always on point. Yeah, listen, Howard. I want to tell you, you're going to use them clean, and you're going to have a really good time. Your wife's going to be happy. Your entire surroundings.
You spray the garbage?
Oh, yes. I spray in the garbage, too. I spray in the garbage like before I put in the garbage bag, I spray inside.
Does it leave any streaks? Like when you spray it on the stainless steel. If you spray it on your stainless steel fridge.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. So whether you want to use it to get rid of those tough spots in your kitchen or removing bathroom and countertop stains, it works incredibly. Yes, it does. It gets rid of all them things.
Soap scum?
This is multi-purpose.
No, this ain't a traditional American soap scum where their water was treated. These people got pop out here.
Get rid of top spots in the kitchen.
They got brackish water on their wall.
Or remove bathroom and countertop stains. Like I said, it works incredibly well on surfaces. I have testimonies from all types of people.
Around the toilet and everything?
Around the toilet, yes, of course. You know how if you have a meal and you miss the toilet, little sprinkles and stuff like that go on the ground.
But you don't always miss the toilet, but you know, splash up.
You splash up, whatever that is. All that clean. It actually clean and it smells clean. You know some things just smell good because they probably have a good fragrance in, but this is actually clean and it smells good.
It's killed germs, bacteria.
Kills germs too. Howard, one thing you know about your multi-purpose cleaners. You are, I believe you used to clean
about my house.
Oh, okay.
I have to have it clean.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You
I
don't
have a
want
problem
no just,
in
yeah,
my
yeah,
place
yeah.
ain't clean.
Also, I had some people say,
like you can spray this on fabric too. I mean, I'm
just going to say that. You take the words upholstery and stainless steel appliances, and the results were unanimous. It got rid of stains.
Really?
Good stains, good smelling, and good working. That's all I could say about CIF multi-purpose cleaner. Go to your store. Go into any of your mom and pop stores.
It is affordable.
They didn't give me the liberty to talk about, the individual prices, but I have this down here. Listen, right now you can get a discount right now when you can purchase a case. That's a case, 12 bottles for $37. $37 for 12 bottles. You can do the
How
math.
How big the bottles
You can do the math.
How much?
I have your bottle right down.
Each bottle is a gallon.
It's not a gallon. You know the size.
I know you were really pushing it.
I tried.
Half a gallon is fine.
Yeah, but listen, I'm telling you, stop using those old, outdated, harsh chemicals and agents that you've been using. I want you guys to switch to CIF.
There is a product. There is a product that everybody mops with.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful product.
Yeah, but it's being recalled. It's
as a result of salmonella.
I'm glad you said.
So even though they smell good.
Yes. I'm taking off my glasses.
Even though the thing was smelling good and you mopping your floor.
It was harmful.
Salmonella all over your house.
Yes.
All your baby creeping on salmonella.
Yes.
Everything drop on the...
I'm trying to tell you. Go ahead, Howard. That's it. You're absolutely right. What I want to say, if you
guys
are
living...
We ain't
calling people product name. But they know.
Yes. But I mean, we can't call people product name. Yeah. So what I want to tell people right now.
It was a fabulous product. I just want to let you know that.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be here all week. Don't forget, we're gonna have a drink special, 2 for 1 at the bar. Don't forget, tip your waiters and your bell and your waitresses. Hey, listen, man. Get to back to CIF multi-purpose cleaner. I got to be honest, everybody.
Bring me a case, let me see how this works.
I don't bring no case, but I bring you one.
No, I can bring me one.
I bring in one. Uno, you'll get one. You're too late, right?
So if you were selling shoes, you bring me one left foot.
I bring you one. They say, what foot I need the most?
Well, the one with the corn, bring that one.
Bring that one with the corn. Hey, look here, man. Like I said, get rid of those other stuff. Get yourself CIF, multi-purpose cleaner. I got to be honest, everybody from homeowners and shop offices, restaurants, hotels, so much more. We're inside some hotels now, can't call their names. And their housekeeping department said, hey, we're going to try you guys. And they took us in, brought us in, CIF, multi-purpose cleaner, got rid of all that old stuff. You go in your food store, you go in your little convenience store, you don't see CIF, multi-purpose cleaner. You ask somebody, you said, sir, get your butt over here. I demand to see the owner.
These people worked together in security.
No. Can the security be on the side and try to put everybody together and bring them together? Okay. And you say, listen, man, you got to bring in CIF multi-purpose cleaner. It's the number one multi-purpose cleaner in the Bahamas right now. We're going to get them out of there so we can make more room on the shelf for CIF multi-purpose cleaner. You want the phone number to give them a call? You can win yourself a case of the multi-purpose cleaner right now. Dial 436. 6951. Write it down, Howard.
436-6951. What did I write it down for? They can bring me half a case.
436.
I need to see.
6951. Yes.
Now, my truck dirty. I just want to be very clear with you.
Yes.
All my little children.
Yes.
They're eating snacks.
Yes.
And my little girl, she's 2 years old. I got a six-year-old boy. They jump in. They put all over my things.
This.
I need some spraying things in there.
You definitely
need this.
They
bring a gallon of the thing in my truck. The water waste, all kind of things like this. How these people can help me with this?
You sound like...
For these single mothers out here, or you got churn, all the Cheetos, on all kind of gunk in it. I sure the thing, if it can't move that, it can't do nothing.
Go get yourself a multi-purpose cleaner. I'm glad that you said that. Guys who out there, you guys are in the car cleaning business, get yourself that too. Your client's going to say, what's that scent? It's good. It smells good and it works. That's all I'm going to say all day. It smells good and it works. It smells good and it works. Premore Packaging, the phone number is 436-6951, 436-6951. Send them a WhatsApp right now. Get your name in the box to win, 436-6951, and say, hey, I want me some of that cleaner. Just type that in. I want me some of that cleaner. 436-6951. In that CIF multi-purpose cleaner. If you go to the food store today, look inside your cleaning aisle, see if you see it. If not, go to the manager and say, listen, yeah, I want you to start bringing this in, man. This thing can't on bad. Also, Howard, what I want to tell you about is Bahamian Seafood Connection. I talked with them for a little while to you, eh? Bahamian Seafood. You know we used to talk about that, Howard. Bahamian Seafood Connection, man. I can't believe, Howard, like I said, the response for these from the company has been overwhelming. Ever since we started promoting here with you, you do an amazing job, and only person you're second to is me.
Really?
So, okay, sorry.
I'm second to you.
Well,
I'll take it. I'm not gonna fight you.
Yeah, you're not a close second. You're somewhere there, bringing up the.
But I'm second.
Yeah, you're second. Yeah. Okay. So once again. Bahamian Seafood Connection. Write the number down.
If we were in a race.
We were in a race.
All right.
Yeah.
And I was in second place.
Yes.
And you passed me.
Yes.
What place are you being?
If I was in a race, we were in a race, and you were in second place, what race, where I'll be?
And you passed me.
Uh-huh.
What position are you in now?
Howard, you know I dumb. I all these different stuff. I don't know, but I'll be in second place. What do you think I dumb? Hey, buddy. Ah, look at this guy, ladies and gentlemen. You should see him laughing. He thought I was good. But listen, Alan, hey, look here.
Okay, you didn't know.
Hey,
I thought you
were
going to be in first place.
Yeah, I don't know where I'd be in first place. I'd be in second place, right? Then I get in the first place, huh? Then I go win the race, and I get home celebrating. Me and
don't drink the CIF.
Me and my movie, huh?
Don't drink the CIF.
Don't drink no CIF, man. But here, Bahamian Seafood Connection. Howard, I got to tell you about this. First of all, let me get a phone number, man, because some people, if you guys want to win some free seafood, the phone number is 822-6180. WhatsApp them right now and say, I like fish. Just write it down. I like fish.
And then somebody texts you back. Okay.
Okay. No, it does. Okay. Hey, look here.
And?
Look here. People ask me what all this, people ask me what all they sell. They get lobster tails, $5. New York strip beef
steak. For
lobster
tails?
Yes. New York strip beefsteak, $5.85.
$5 for lobster tails.
Lobster tails, $5.
When I go there, I don't want nobody to say, oh, we fresh out of these.
No, Howard, listen, man. I want to tell you this. So make sure these people understand what all you can find.
I know where these people is, you know.
I know, but let me tell these people what all they can find. Because some people still has hit me back. They sell this, they sell it. Let me tell you everything. Lobster tails, $5.85. Single rack of lamb, $29. 6 ounce salmon, $5. Mahi-mahi, $5. Cracked chicken, $5. Snow crab cluster, $6.25. Calamari rings, $9. Snapper filet, $4.95. Whole chicken, $9. Lump crab, $27. And shrimp. You get the 16 or the 20 bag of shrimp, starting as low as $17. You got to go to Bahamian Seafood Connection. Where are they located? They are located on Fire Trail Road. If you are heading west on Fire Trail Road, go in towards Gladstone Road. Immediately after you pass Epic Battery. Epic Battery on your right. Look to your left in the Orange Plaza. It's called the Fire Trail West Plaza. Fire Trail West Plaza. The phone number there is 341-0754. 341-0734. 341. Them at 822-6180. 822-6180. Go to Bahamian Seafood Connection. They have a package going on. Now, I'm not sure if this is still going on, but I think this is still going on because we did it a couple of weeks ago. You can get a kit of snappers for $242. A kit of snappers. You could open up a whole shop after that. You get a kit of snappers for $244. They say, why $244? They say we live in the Bahamas, 242.
You need to stop this.
Go ahead, man. Do a man talk, man.
You need to stop telling people. Talk, man. They could open up a shop because they could buy food. Stop it.
They could. The prices are so.
Excuse me. Not because you could purchase food and you have the money to purchase food.
Oh, that you should sell.
That you should just sell it.
No.
Okay. Nobody going to eat that from you.
Listen.
You get the kit. These things, we got to
share it up. And share it up with your family members and
friends.
They
clean?
Yeah, they come clean.
They come clean.
They come clean.
And that's the only thing.
The number one.
They got the seasoning there too?
They got seasoning.
So you can season your chicken, season your fish too.
Yes. All right, it's so the number one place for seafood.
They got two things there. They got sour. They have sour in a little basket.
They got the sour in the basket. You, how would you know? You've been there.
I've been there.
The number one place for seafood in the company, the company is Bahamian Seafood Connection. It's owned by the Store family. When you enter, you guys are going to be so pleased, so happy and surprised. So many different species of seafood that you can choose
from. Yeah, but don't get excited and say, oh my God, I could open up a store now.
No, we're not trying. I'm just trying to show the people how good the prices are.
I like you. I like it. You're thinking for people.
Yes.
Don't put it down.
Of my favorite items down there.
I mean, for these foods, some of these people.
You can get them big, juicy, meaty lobster tail, like what Howard just say. You like plenty meat? That's what you can get. Give me some of this
meat. I don't
eat
the lobster, you know.
No?
It's make me nauseous. Like, I won't fall out.
Well, so many of the thousands.
My wife loves it.
Yeah, go there for your wife.
Jesus.
You got to go to Bahamian Seafood Connection. Call them right now. I say, them people talking about y'all right now on Howard Grant Show on the foundation. Man, what's the big deal with y'all? Why everyone going down there? They're the number one seafood place on the island. Forget all them other places. Where they located? Fire Trail Road. Head west on Fire Trail Road, like you're heading towards Gladstone Road, right after you pass Epic Battery. Look on your left-hand side in the orange
plaza. They got to open up a spot in the east, too, now.
Yeah. But everything's coming.
I can't
even
lie to you.
Hey, Howard, they doing really, really well. Your listeners, they listen and they act right away. So with all that being said, these people are pushing and propelling these people to the top. They're ready to the top. They are my number one choice. I don't go to no other seafood place on the island no more. I can't call other people names.
Yeah, but if I'm looking for a nice little piece of salmon, some grouper, some hogfish,
that's
quickly,
where you going?
I won't be able to do that.
That's where you going?
If I live all the way out east,
yeah,
I then thinking about you.
Yeah.
But I tried to figure out
maybe
how long it took me to get there to get back to cook this thing.
You know, well, maybe they can even introduce in the future where you can do delivery.
I like
that.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. So if they're listening,
again, I can take a break.
If they're listening right now, that's a great idea. That's Bahamian Seafood Connection right there on Fire Trail Road, 3410734, 3410734, or 822-6180.
Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can print banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Pender Skying, a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky Series at Pinder Tile.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, you come talking to us about all the great things that's happening around the city, and you can be able to access those things. So far, you could get a scooter, right?
Yeah.
And or you can buy the couple scooters that's left.
Yeah.
For your Airbnb.
Yeah.
And then call Candid Security.
Yeah.
To be able to ensure that they can patrol around your Airbnb.
Yeah.
Right? And then you could be able to get some, to clean your Airbnb.
Yep. CIF.
CIF.
Oh, yep.
Clean that down. Make it look good.
Multi-purpose and then cleaner.
To be able to ensure that you could create an evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because this is the selling point also for these people with Airbnbs. They don't understand that you could introduce the people program without a formal something coming down from the government.
Yeah.
So what you do is you cook for them one night.
Mm.
You go down there, you get some nice seafood from Bahamian Seafood Connection.
Yeah.
And you cook for them one night. You get some peas and rice, some coleslaw, a nice piece of fish. Mm. Bam. That's the selling point.
That's the selling point.
For your things.
You got that right. Hey, man, Howard, you are absolutely right, man. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, premix, precision mix, Concrete Limited.
Yeah. So now you could pour a little patio in the back there.
I just got off the phone with Terry Kemp. Terry is doing an incredible job down there. He and I are going to get together in a couple of, maybe about a week or two, because a family member of mine has just purchased a new house, and they want to pour a back patio. And that's going to be really, really good. So people ask me, what is Premixed Precision Concrete and what do they actually do? Well, it's a local company and they own their own factory right here in Nassau, Bahamas. They're manufacturers of the best blend and highest grade of concrete for all projects. They got a fleet of pump trucks and they deliver the concrete directly to your work site, all ready to be poured in the specific areas that whatever you request. I had them come by my house and they poured. I was really, really happy. So I didn't have to go ahead and get my masons to go ahead and be turning concrete and getting the thing and all that stuff and mixing concrete all day. I just framed up the spot, told the mason which day they come in. The trucks came in, beep, beep, precision, premixed precision mixed concrete. They just came in, poured. My guys smoothed it all down. It was easy, Japanesey. Is that appropriate? I can say that? Easy peasy Japanese.
I thought it was easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Well, it depends. Sometimes if you're in Japan, you eat some lemons. Okay, then. So that's good. But, man, listen here. The phone number, if you want to reach them, these guys are located on Tonic Williams Darling Highway. The phone number is 361-8930. 361-8930. 361-8930. You'll see their trucks everywhere, I'm sure. If you see any construction going on, most reliable and serious construction companies and contractors, you don't have to even ask them where's the number one place to go for concrete, and that's Premixed Precision Mixed Concrete Limited. Where are they located? They're located off Tonic Williams Darling Highway. They're sitting right there squarely on the city dump landfill road.
Are they reliable?
Man, they more than reliable. They do all day long. Their trucks are up and down.
I'm just talking about showing up on time.
Uh-huh.
Because that's important.
No, I'm talking about the consistency.
Consistency of the cement.
Yeah, the cement. Yes. They don't deal with any bad batches. They've been in the business so long that they definitely know what is acceptable and accepted out there from their and what their clients expect from them. So you want to go ahead, check them out, give them a call. There's no competition when it comes to them. They'll send you a quote. And boom, and in no time, you won't be waiting. The trucks will show up and pour exactly what you need. Phone number, once again, 361-8930, 361-8930. And thank you once again to Mr. Terry Kemp for allowing to talk about your company and let people know that, you know, how wonderful it is. And keep on doing what you're doing. Local company that has their own factory. You know, that's something to be celebrated, man, definitely. Howard, also, Capital Lumber. I talked to Capital Lumber for a while. I got in there for one door. I need a door. I just come up the phone with Mr. Dean. I need one door. He told me to give me a good price at that. Capital Lumber. Where they located, Howard?
On Parkgate.
Parkgate Road. How do you get to Parkgate Road, Howard?
Well, in your car. Or you can walk. It's up to you. If you want to carry the plywood on your back, walk.
Hey, but sometime, this boy
is running me. I just
been so hard talking to this boy. Where they located, man, Howard? If you are on Village Road. How do you get to Parkgate Road if you're on Village Road?
But we in a car or are we on one of these scooters?
You on a hoverboard. Or you're in your cyber truck.
That's where Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
My lucky man, hey, Parkgate Road is that little road where it's joined Camp Road to Village Road. You all know that road, man. Camp Road right there. That's what Parkgate Road is. Go there, check out Capital Lumber, man. Anything, if you're building, renovating, or anything like that, and you want to be properly even prepared for the hurricane season, so you want to get lumber and all stuff, these guys
they still get that $30-some dollars for plywood?
Yep. You could remember, but
I bought a couple of pieces from them.
They got all different types of plywood.
I got one project I need to do right now.
Yeah, now listen, you could get the regular or one-sided plywood. That's the 5/8 regular roofing plywood. They got the 3/4 CDX plywood. They get the one-sided 5/8 plywood. Or you can purchase the 3/4 one-sided plywood. Plus, you can get 25-year shingles or get the architectural shingles. Now, I think architectural shingles is the one that lasts 30 years, but they didn't tell me to say that. But you can get the 25-year and get the architectural shingles.
I got the 25-year for my doghouse. Remember I told you?
Yes. And the architectural ones is the more like the attractive one in singles. Yeah. So you can get cement bags or you can get a whole pallet. Now, I know they have the best cement bags because I bought that about 3 weeks ago, no more than that, 3 months ago. And I was paying like 18 something. Everybody else was more than that. I know that. And you can get 40 bags.
18 something for a bag of cement?
Yes.
I think the cheapest I saw it around the town is like 19 something.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm glad you said. Ladies and gentlemen, me and Howard didn't rehearse that. He's absolutely right. I go there for my cement.
No, because you see it on Facebook. The people that say, come get our cement.
Yep.
It costs less than $20.
Yep. So, and you can get a pallet of 40 bags, and that's going to be an additional savings that you're going to get. So in case you have a huge, huge job, you say, I'm going to need a pallet, and then probably get a pallet and some singles, whatever. No one has better prices on cement and lumber than Capital Lumber. Let me give you the phone number because I keep on forgetting. 605-9663. 605-9663. That's Capital Lumber on Parkgate Road. 605-9663. Wonderful company. And I just got a message a moment ago. 3 minutes. Yeah, I just got a message a moment ago that they are unloading windows and doors as I speak. I'm talking interior doors and exterior doors in all sizes, steel doors, wooden doors, all stacked and stocked and ready to go. They have a huge warehouse of gorgeous, strong doors for your home or your business, prices like none other. And they've got windows. They come in double and single hung. So give them a call, 605-9663, 605-9663. Go to Capital Lumber. Let them know you heard about them with me and Howard today on the foundation, and you just want to see what all the noise is about and why everyone's coming there. Like I said, they've got all the different styles and colors and decorative tiles also, indoor and outdoor tiles, bathroom and kitchen and wall tiles, not to mention plywood. All those. Capital Lumber, 605-9663. Also, ladies and gentlemen, before I go, because time is running right down with me, I want to let you know, you got to go ahead and you individuals who are still out calling me about that bully pill, you got to get that, man. Get yourself the bully pill. It's a bottle of six pills. It's $55. It's going to give you that energy you need to enhance your relationship with your partner. You guys, you might have been feeling down for a while. You want some more energy. You just can't get that thing going. You take this pill, and then half an hour later, boom, you have an erection like you haven't seen in a long time. You and your partner are going to be so, so happy. So wake up that sleeping giant. I tell you, look here, if your penis look all depressed and everything like that, man, cheer your penis up, man. Cheer it up. Get yourself the bully pill. It's $55. Give me a call, 5520212. That's 5520212. Get yourself that bully pill, and you are going to have a really good time. It's all natural, so you don't have to be taking any medications. It won't interfere. Get yourself the bully pill. You're going to love it. Give me a call, 5520212, 5520212. Also, people call me about the privacy screen. You want that privacy screen? You know that green or the black top that go on the fence so people can't look through your yard? As long as you have a chain link fence, give me a call. Now on sale, $189. It's 50 feet long, 6 feet tall, and it's only $189. Get me, give me a call, 5520212, and help get yourself that privacy screen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us. We're still going to be able to continue our series as we go forward into the month of January. We're talking about the path of forgiveness and the path to peace and being able to deal with anger management. I'm grateful for that. We're looking for those great persons. I sent some emails out looking for those persons to get back. We're still going to have good conversation. I want you guys to be decent, and I want you to be able to take care of yourselves as it relates to the holiday, right? So be safe. Enjoy yourself on the holiday. For all those going into March, put on your good shoes and enjoy yourself on this holiday, all right? We're going to see you on Monday. God spare our lives right here on Guardian Radio 96.9, The Foundation. Have a great day, guys.